1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. 8.05, I'll be back with our top local stories. And in a half an hour from now at 8.21, it's our monthly segment with Stanford High School's online newspaper, The Roundtable. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7.51. And second Thursday of the month means State Representative Stephen Meskers. And Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing very well. Thanks very much for the greeting.
All right. And a week ago, the session started. Your thoughts on your second session as a state representative in Hartford?
Well, in many ways, it looks like it's going to be a quieter session. I think the big pending issue that's sitting before us is schools. There's and also there's another big issue, at least for the electorate, which is vaccines and the elimination of religious exemption. So those two are both polemical. I'll be listening and taking feedback from the entire electorate on the tolling. I think we've spoken in the past, and I think it's the only sensible solution to keep Greenwich or Fairfield County out of the crosshairs of any further tax increases. So I think tolling trucks will help us there. On the vaccines, I think it's a nuanced approach on the elimination of the religious exemption because people care. So I'm another thing that I wanted to talk about with you, Tony. I think this week I had the good fortune to be at the Historical Society, and they've got a beautiful exhibit celebrating the centennial of the women's right to vote. And yesterday I was invited by David Rabin to an award ceremony at Greenwich Hospital for the Greenwich United Way, where they awarded $950,000 to local nonprofits who are incredibly dedicated in the work they're doing in the community. So I want to salute the United Way and the individual charities or nonprofits who are involved. I think the work they do is so important for the community.
All right. There are a lot of things to talk about. I know you want to talk about probate court and homeowners deed transfer. What's that all about?
Well, I was approached by a resident of the community, and one of the issues in inheritance and transfer is that houses generally fall within the context of the probate court and therefore are subject to a probate fee in the transfer. Now, I'm trying to figure out the budget of the probate court. I think there's some issues with funding in the probate court. But if I can help save people on their transfer of inheritance to their children or to their children and spouses and avoid probate and probate fees on a house, which is usually their single largest investment and savings vehicle, I want to see what I can do there. So I brought it up under the Aging Committee, and we're certainly going to be looking and holding a hearing on that.
Okay. Also, the issues on property tax delinquency at 19%.
Yeah, I was approached by the first selectman, Fred, requesting that we look into that, and I put in a request also with the Aging Committee, and the request there was that it's a mandatory, I'll be honest with you, I don't remember whether it was 18 or 19%, but it's a mandatory interest rate on delinquent taxes. So if people fall behind in taxes, you have a lien and you still collect. The question is that the one-size-fits-all shoe? Or should we make it to the discretion of each of the municipalities to decide that we make it, instead of a mandatory rate of 18%, to make it up to or inclusive of 18%? So towns are trying to work with homeowners and trying not to further complicate their financial position, that they could take a lower accrual rate. I mean, given where interest rates are at 1% or 2%, it seems like 19 is a pretty onerous tax bill.
Okay. Another issue you may be talking about is Department of Energy, Environmental Protection, and Waste Disposal costs.
Yeah, since it's become such an issue in the local community related to both the pay-as-you-throw and potential tipping rates, I'm having a conversation with the Department of Energy, and I'm hoping that we're moving forward on plans to try to divert organic waste from the waste stream, not just in composting, but also to see what we can get going in terms of biodigesters. They're called anaerobic digesters, so they work without oxygen. And they throw off energy in the form of methane gas that can be pumped into our system as natural gas or reconverted into electric energy. So I'm having conversations up there with DEEP, and we'll be hearing some plans, because the problem we're facing in Greenwich with waste disposal is affecting the state and the country as a whole, where the landfills are beginning to get filled, and we've got to figure out what we can do with some of the waste and how we divert it.
Isn't there a trash to energy plant in Bridgeport?
There is a trash to energy plant in Bridgeport, but it's an old technology, and you're basically, in all essence, burning everything, including the organic waste.
I got you.
So I'm not convinced we've got a very efficient technology. The better technology is taking the wet organic waste and putting it into a biodigester where it throws off methane and generates a clean compost. So we're trying to see whether we can do some things that are probably, you'd say, more carbon neutral or carbon positive, because capturing that methane versus throwing it into a landfill where it goes into the atmosphere is probably a pretty good thing to do as well.
Just as a quick putting on of the RTM hat, does the pay as you throw, does that go to RTM?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure whether it goes to the BET, to the RTM, that we vote on the bags, because it's a fee versus a tax issue. Where our normal power at the RTM is to reduce budgetary line items. It's not to increase budgetary line items. So this is, if a fee, I'm not sure how a fee structure, if it has to require an ordinance or a change that we have to approve. I haven't seen it yet on our agenda, but I know the BET is debating it at their level at this point.
All right. And if you're at yesterday's meeting, they would disagree with your fee, calling it a fee, not a tax, but that's a different issue. Capping costs on insulin, something also going to be taken up at the during the session?
Yeah, there's been a little bit of disinformation back and forth about whether there's a move on board to tax insulin. And it's absolutely not the case. The case is that insulin, which is basically an unchanged formula for about 100 years, has gone up, thousands of percent since its inception. And it's been essential for many lives. And so we're looking to see if there's a way to cap the cost of insulin. Because it's being, it's increased not on a production cost basis, but what the market will bear. And there are people who are running into financial difficulties, who literally are halving their insulin dosages, and that leads to a medical crisis, which I end up picking up as a state taxpayer in their medical bills. And you can have circulatory issues, you can have vision issues, all the issues associated with diabetes. So we're looking, there's a measure, and I'm going up to a meeting today to hear more details, but there's a move afoot to cap the cost of insulin, which, if we can find a way to do it, I certainly would support it.
And then finally, Representative, your committee assignments remain the same?
Yes, I'm sitting on aging, which is where I introduced those two measures we discussed. I'm sitting on energy and technology and on bonding, revenue, and finance. So I'll be sitting in the same committee this session.
All right, State Representative Stephen Meskers, thanks very much for your time this morning. Take care.
Thank you very much. Take care.
WGCH Newsletter time is 7:59.